helping the engineers with what we're going to say on them and the timing and that kind of thing. Every single person who drives through an area who's going to be affected by lane closures, road construction, whatever, if you put this up 2 weeks before, they're all going to see it. And then it's going to empower them to take a different route, or at the very least, they're going to know about it. And that, you know, probably takes, hopefully, away 50% of the anger, you know. So I think that they're very helpful. And another of my favorites is just plain old signage. We have signs on all of our projects, as I'm sure you guys do. I don't always require that we have the council on the signs. It kind of depends on how much council actually cares about that project. But I think the most important thing is to have how they can contact you. Because everybody who lives near Rawlings Reservoir, which is where this sign is, knows that that sign is there. So at any time, if they don't know how to get a hold of City Hall, they can just drive right over, park right in front, call us up, and we can help them, you know, with whatever they need. And I find that that's pretty helpful, too. And then I'm just going to talk a really little bit about what I'm going to be trying in the future. I've been reading and thinking a lot about word of mouth. I've been doing a lot of social media, and that's great. It really works well. But there's a lot of people who don't do social media, don't like social media. And I think that sometimes the personal relationship maybe is a little bit more, just a little bit more positive than, you know, reading something on the computer. So I'm going to be starting up a program with Teston Ambassadors, just people, not necessarily the prominent people in town, but just different people that I know, that I've met through social media, that I've met through city events. And then we can come together and meet occasionally, be briefed on things that I think they need to be briefed on and things that they think they need to be briefed on, and then we can, you know, deploy them out into the community to spread the message that way. And that's about all from a one-man show, one-woman show. So I'd be happy to take any questions if anyone has. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. We're going to move right on into our next presentation. And if anyone hasn't given us their business card, we do have a little OCT swag bag that we're going to be raffling off after the next presentation. And the tour will depart shortly after 11:30 if we're running a little behind. And could I just see if you raise your hand if you are planning to go out on the tour, just so we can prepare for that? Perfect. We have a room for 18, so don't be shy if you do want to join us. It is rather quick. It's only about a half hour, and then you're free to go after that, or you can join us over at the Macaroni Grill for just an informal networking lunch.
To introduce Sylvia Beltran. She is the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Metro Gold Line Foothill Extension Construction Authority, which is the state agency responsible for planning, designing, and building the Metro Line light rail from Union Station to Montclair. As a member of the public affairs team, Sylvia is responsible for engaging and informing stakeholders about the Construction Authority's program, its projects, and its progress. Sylvia was a member of the public affairs team in the early 2000s, assisting with community relations during construction of phase one of the project from Union Station to Pasadena. Prior to rejoining the Construction Authority in March of last year, Sylvia held public affairs and communication positions at Golden State Water Company, Sempra Energy, and Southern California Gas Company. She currently serves on the board of directors for the Southeast Los Angeles County Workforce Investment Board, and she holds a bachelor's degree in business administration from California State University at Los Angeles. Thank you so much, Sylvia, for joining us today.
Good morning. So glad to be here and gain some really insightful information from fellow colleagues who love doing this work, public outreach, and especially for me in transportation projects. How many of you are familiar with the Metro Goldwyn light rail system, other than Metro, obviously? Okay. Well, what I'm going to do this morning is basically just give you a little bit of background on our agency, on the project, and how we look at outreach and communication to the communities through which this light rail system will travel. At one time, you can see here, we did have a wonderful transit system in LA County and probably in Southern California. This is actually the red car system that was prevalent here in the, I think, 30s, 40s, and 50s. They took the tracks out, they took the trains out in the, I think, late 50s, early 60s. But this is the great system that we have now. It's the Metro light rail train system. And these are on the bottom right, that's what the Gold Line uses now for their trains. This is a map of what had existed at one time in LA County. And I'm a native Los Angelian. My mother was born in the U.S., but grew up in Los Angeles. And so she can attest to being able to ride the red car as she went to work in the morning. The highways were not as prevalent as they once were. So you can see the transit system went all the way out to, I think it was San Bernardino County. And at that time, they traveled through orange groves and strawberry fields. This is Metro's, this is the map now, or 2010, but you can see with the long-range plan that Metro has, the system has actually gotten bigger, more extensive, and this is our area of responsibility, basically going from Union Station east to the LA County border, and now into Montclair. A little bit about our construction authority. We were put in place by legislation and became effective 1999, which created this temporary construction authority that I work for. And we basically have 15 employees, and we hire contractors as needed, so we can hire them with the ebb and flow of work, which creates a really effective and efficient type of management of the project. We have all the same types of rights as any other public agency. We're able to enter into contracts. We're able to do all kinds of utility relocation, purchase land if we need to, and enter into design-build contracts. We have a board of directors, which this is a little bit different. Our board of directors are actually elected officials that are on their councils from all the cities through which we're going to travel. So at the very top, John Blickenstaff, I believe LaVerne. Okay, he's... Oh, good.
He's been the mayor for 30 years.
He is an alternate, but John Fasana is from Duarte. Doug Tessiter, our chair, is from Glendora. He's actually the mayor this year. Keith Hanks is from Azusa. San Pedrosa is from Claremont. And below, Dan Evans is South Pasadena. These are the ones below, they don't have any voting rights, but because the Gold Line is going through their communities, it's already built, but it's going through their communities, they do have some kind of a stake in it. So Dan Evans is from South Pasadena. Bill Bogart is from Pasadena. He's the mayor. And Lara Mundy is put in place by the state. She was selected by the state governor to sit on our board. We also, below that, we have a joint powers authority and the technical advisory committee. And so the joint powers authority has other members from the cities going east that are selected by they're selected to sit on the board. They're either elected officials or city employees. And then below that, we have another layer, and it's the technical advisory committee. And so on that, we have either city engineers, public works directors, or somebody in the technical area that sits on that board. So you can see that these are the people that we go to before we do anything. So ours is a very grassroots kind of construction project. We work with all our communities before we decide anything. And you can see it's a very engaging. We engage everybody.